The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on the Mention the Machine.
Oh, and we're back with episode 54, as I was just told.
Car 54, where are you?
That was a weird show.
I heard it was a dumb show.
I remember watching some of it on Nickelodeon, or Nick at Night way back in the day.
So, funny story though, it's 54 because yesterday I took my buddy to go to the DMV to get his driver's license. And his daughter went to get food while we were sat in the car, and we were talking about, oh, they went to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, what was the Dunkin' Donuts guy? Whatever happened to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he was born in 1929. He died in 2005.
Wow.
But we were talking, and he said, I found out he was in Car 54, Where Are You?
Was he?
He was also in a bunch of other shows, and my buddy's trying to remember Herman Munster, or somebody named Fred. I'm like, Fred Durst? He goes, yeah, from the Munsters. He's like, he wasn't in that.
No.
I said, I can fix that real quick with ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT, give me a picture of Fred Durst dressed up as Herman Munster. He goes, that's pretty cool. Like, watch this. Hey, Sudo, give me a song about Fred Durst being secretly Herman Munster. It was a banger.
It's all just a distraction for you, Joel. The AI is a distraction.
From what?
Everything else. You're dropping the pie while reaching for the apple.
I don't like apples. I only like apples and pie, so why am I dropping the pie?
Who the hell doesn't like pie? What are you,
a communist? No, I don't like apples unless they're in a pie.
Well,
so I'm not going to go reach for an apple if I don't have a pie.
Maybe you're trying to make two pies at once.
That's dumb. You make one at a time. You don't factory that shit. When you make a pie, you gotta make one pie at a time. You gotta pay love and care and attention to that pie.
So you get the point of the metaphor, then.
No, because what?
Yeah. It's the same. The pies are your projects, Joel. You're reaching for another project when you should be focusing on the one. That's the point of the thing.
I was sitting in the car with my friend waiting for his daughter to come back. I needed some entertainment, so I created some AI shit.
I know, but...
You know what pisses me off?
Everything?
Not everything. There's a few things on the world that don't
piss
me off.
Old man yells at cloud.
Finished the new Ryan Holiday book.
And how was it, Joel?
Hated it! So, I get the feeling after listening to the last chapter that he might have had some marital problems while he was writing the book. And... he had some ethical dilemmas going on with other stuff in the world, and I think he put that into the fourth book. I don't know if that was a plan or not. I don't know if he had a plan from the start or what, but, like, this is a lot about, like, do the right thing, no matter what. Like, the last couple books, like, oh, all these cool stories. And these stories, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, I was very, I think the story that made me kind of dark chuckle the most was that Gandhi one time was selfish. His dad was, like, on his deathbed, and he, like, went and banged his girlfriend, and his dad died while he was banging his girlfriend. He didn't get a chance to get goodbye. And that's what, like, kept him going the rest of his life about being a good person.
He had his Uncle Ben moment.
Yes, he did.
So, one of my problems with Ryan Holiday is that he's not... he's trying to be Robert Greene, but he's not there.
I don't see that at all.
I think he tries to... structure his books and stuff to try. He wants to be in that sort of zone. He wants to be that well known for a thing.
Well, I know that Robert Greene taught him his note taking method.
Yeah, right. Robert Greene was his mentor.
Yeah. But I think the thing is, though, like, Robert Greene went off a life experience, and the life experience got him to look up stories for other stuff.
Yeah.
I think Ryan had a come to Jesus moment early in his career when he was a marketer. Because he's written a couple other books.
Yeah.
And, like, he did a lot of...
shitty things.
Yeah.
Guerrilla marketing stuff. He was, like, the Mr. That for a while.
So I think he's got some guilt with that. And it kind of bled into this book. Because, like, he talks about... was it Truman? Truman, the one of the presidents?
Yeah.
I keep... There's other T words keep jumping in my head. I know I'm like, every now I screw it up. But, like, he talks about Truman, how, like, the dude never took, like, every letter he wrote to home, he bought the stamps.
Yeah.
Like, he did everything the hard way because he wanted his honor is more important than anything else. like they talked about how you're not leaving anything for your kids. They go, I'm leaving my name for my kids. And like they talk about it, like I feel like this whole book is like trying to teach you morals too late in the game.
Because like by the time you get to this book, you're kind of far in there.
Exactly. And like I started that ambition book that you suggested. I feel like no, I like it. But I feel like it has the feeling of like a Sunday church sermon.
If like, you ever listen to Jim Rohn talk, it's kind of that, but it's like he's got a good energy and he's got a very unique voice.
Yeah. So but like, his cadence reminds me of all the old preachers my dad used to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember one time, this is like 2005, I was living at home with my parents, and I was listening to a podcast called Security Now, and a guy kind of sounded like my dad came running in the room, like, oh, what do you listen to? Because he was some preaching, like, oh, that's, like, that cadence, like, it's a dog whistle for some people. But, like, I'm like, huh. But it's funny, because he talks about doing a little extra and all this stuff now, I'm like, yeah, that's back in the day when that stuff actually mattered. Now corporations just take advantage of you.
I think it's, the thing that I get from him most is he said, work harder on yourself than you do at your job.
Yeah.
And that's what he means. Like, always be focusing on making yourself better.
What I'm saying is, like, I've noticed a lot of these older books talk about, like, always get a little bit extra, you'll get noticed. Mm-hmm. But, like, in this corporate market, it's like, well, yeah, you get a little bit extra, and that's nice, and I'll do some more, and no, you're not going to get a...
Well, either you get noticed by that company, or you build up enough of a resume and skill set that you can go wherever you want. I think it's the kind of the point nowadays.
It's just funny, I'm seeing these correlations between these books, and like, the whole writing everything down thing, like, that's been a theme in all these other habit books, and like, the whole 1%, like, I'm starting to see a connection between this and those habit books I did a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I like that ambition book, that was a good one. He's got another one or two out there that I'll pick up. I'm doing, I finished the first of the critical thinking books I'm going through. I started, Think Fast and Slow. Think Fast and Think Slow. Last night I started that because I saw it was on Kindle Unlimited, and I have that for now. And otherwise, that's it. I'm probably not going to pick up the Ryan Holiday book because I just
don't.
There's too many other books to read to be wasting time reading bad books, and it took me a long time to give myself that permission.
It's not that it's a bad book. I feel like he's made a couple decisions with the book that it really bothered me. And I'm not going to discuss them on the podcast for other reasons.
You think he had an affair? No. He feels guilty about cheating on his wife?
I don't know if it was an affair, but like one thing he talks about how this book got delayed a year because he was writing it, and he was so. And the thing is, it's different now. He has two kids and a wife, and he didn't realize how much his wife was picking up the slack. Hmm. Like, he even mentions about like how a little bit of people accuse him of going woke. And how is that a bad thing, this and that? Like when he, I guess he has challenge coins that he created for the thing.
Yeah.
And he went with the American company because he kind of knows about the Uyghurs in China and doesn't want to, like, contribute to that. And, like, it's funny because, like, I think about when I was into tech back in the day, and, like, I followed all the stuff about Apple and Microsoft and all that stuff. I knew about all that horrible stuff going on in China. Mm-hmm. And, like, 4 years later, I'm like, oh, my God, you remember how they're abusing all these people to make these sales? I'm like, where have you been?
Yeah. Wait till they find out where their batteries come from.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder why they call...
Wait till they find out where the electricity comes to power their batteries.
You ever wonder why it's called blood diamonds?
Yeah. Oh, Christ. The whole world's gone to shit.
Yeah.
That's not our point on this podcast. Our point is, how can we make the most of ourselves being on this podcast, being in this world?
Yeah. I got to fix that or replace it. I think, I need to do a little reset on my self-improvement shit. Because, like, I'm listening to this book. I'm like, oh, I need to write more stuff down. And I need, like, I took action last night. I was working on a project. And I actually got pretty far for the 2 hours I worked on. I'm like, that's motivating.
Yeah. Might be time for a dopamine detox.
No. We ain't doing that.
Why not? You'll be at the lake. Perfect time to do it.
Well, actually, it might work out with the biking thing. Cause I looked at the neighborhood. I'm like, there's all this lake to ride around.
Mm-hmm. Pretty flat too.
Mm-hmm.
High speed.
Oh,
low
yeah.
Drag.
Eat trash, something.
eat trash, be a terror.
I sent you that video of that girl this morning. The Good Morning Band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I love that that
time to wake up and be somebody else's problem.
Yep. I'm like, I like you. Like, I love the fact that that came up in my thing this morning. Because, like, I was not feeling it this morning at all. I was like, at least I'm out of bed.
Yeah, I'm happy you're getting back on the bike, because that was, like, a big thing for you. And it was, I just like to think about you terrorizing the homeless late at night, just flying by.
Well, the thing I loved about driving at night with the homeless was, like, I'd have those giant lights, and, like, I'm getting close, stealth mode. I just go rolling through.
Hey, is that guy blowing that guy? Let's find out.
I do miss my night rides.
Yeah, biking at night. But I'd have to get a light for my bike.
I bought the gear, as you know, to make t-shirts now and stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Got your own little fabrication laboratory over there.
Yep, so now I can make my own stupid t-shirts at home.
So why don't you... You probably don't have enough room in your tool shed, but you could just get another tool shed and make your own little fabrication laboratory, couldn't you?
Well, yeah, or I could actually set up my basement the way it's supposed to be set up.
Well, you keep having problems with water in your basement, don't you?
Well, that's on the floor. See, I ended up buying some plastic pallets to put down where it floods a lot.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem anymore. So I got storage. I can take the storage from the basement, put it in the attic, and clear out that one little section.
Yeah.
But I have some places I can put stuff. But the printer stuff stays upstairs because, like, that's, I think, more humidity issue than the other shit. I printed a experimental t-shirt last week. My friend came in town for a concert and went to Walmart. And there's this picture of this. It was a tank top. It was a kitten with a motorcycle helmet on with a star on it. And it was riding a motorcycle. It had, like, 4th of July fireworks all over the place. It was $6. I'm like, hey, I bought it for him for the concert. So I took a picture, and I went to ChatGPT. I'm like, can you make something similar to this? So I started tweaking it, and I printed the picture and put it on a gray t-shirt and wore it that day. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, those things I bought for the downspouts, fucking work, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, all that rain we had the other day, nothing in my gutters.
I bought the grates for my gutters. Mm-hmm. I got to put those in now.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, this weekend I bought those fucking string lights that everybody else has. Mm-hmm. Bought 200 feet of them on Amazon. And that side of the yard, we have a fence already that I can clip things onto. But that side, we need to either buy or make something. So we're going to go and...
Fabrication, you say?
No, we just need like 4-foot poles. And like I saw these people, they took like a planter. They centered the pole in it, and then they put quickcrete around it. And then they put decorative rocks on top of it, and they ran the lights through the poles.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
I was going to say, if you need some Postmate or something.
Yeah.
It's funny, a couple months ago, my dad got all flipped out because I didn't have house numbers in the back. I'm like, I don't need them, but whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I'll draw them. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. I went to my 3D program, and I printed out letters. I'm like, here you go. Boom.
So he can find the place in case he doesn't know where he's going.
Well, hey, I was ordering stuff for the house, and I guess he said I needed numbers in the back so they could know where to dump it.
I think they know how to do that by now.
Yeah. I took a hole in the backyard, and I cleaned it out. Like, I took all the crap out, and I basically filtered out all the wood and all the block and crap that were in there. And then I dug down as far as I could go, put the block back in, and put soil on top. So now it just looks like a little hole. It's not all messed up.
Nice.
But now I need six yards of material to put in that hole. Apparently that stuff's expensive.
Mm. Look online. People always have fill.
That's like
free fill and things like
that. That's why I got to find someone who has free fill, because I tried finding... Well, apparently there's screen topsoil and there's topsoil. And it's like, I was like, well, if it's not screen, you can get some... I'm like, oh, you mean I have to screen it myself with my rake and save $15 an acre, a yard? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta do a couple digging projects that are not large digging, but I gotta dig that PVC pipe for the garden thing. I gotta make it come over to this side of the garage in the front to water those plants, too. Mm. And fun stuff.
How's that timer working out for you?
What timer?
Water timer.
Oh, good, yeah. That's part of the reason why I think the garden's actually doing good this year. That and I didn't fucking buy cheap topsoil. So I didn't buy topsoil at all this year, actually.
Mm.
But I did buy fertilizer.
You make your own fertilizer.
Well, we got the composter over there. I keep throwing stuff in and stirring it up every once in a while, but haven't done anything with it yet. Mm. It freaked me out the one time because we threw some old frozen hamburger that we had in there from like one of them box hamburgers. Mm. And like 2 months later, it still looked the same. I was like, ugh. That's a colon buster.
Well, like I said, they should make a Roto-Rooter for your butt. Constipated? Uses colon snake.
You know what'll fix your constipation? Drink a gallon of water a day. That'll fix your constipation. But I started also the critical thinking course that was recommended by ChatGPT. I can only find it on Amazon, oddly, so I got to pay like $2 an episode, but. It's by a guy from Yale that talks about stuff. It's dated as hell. You can tell it's like early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like they show like the guy had one of the background images that they showed, the guy had an iPhone generation 1, and like, mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is old. I thought it was just old just by the way the guy was dressed, and hopefully they fix some of the issues with it, because like the guy walks around the stage too much, and like they keep cutting the camera, and it's like starts to make you dizzy. You're like, mm-hmm. Sit still, you bastard.
Nope. He had a test back then, didn't you know?
Yeah, but that's it's interesting. It's just teaching you how to think. Because a lot of people think they know how to think, and they don't.
I'm not sure how to answer that question. I think it's a trick question.
Mm-hmm. All questions are trick questions.
I just don't know they're divergent. I don't think like everybody else thinks. I still think it's funny because like I've been on so many projects. It's like, oh, what's the solution? Well, I'll do this. How'd you come up with that? I'm like, oh, I want this. I'm like, why'd you go that way? I'm like, isn't it obvious? Hello, airplane.
Or yeah, I guess that's an airplane, not a helicopter today.
Helicopter's more of a thump 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 thump.
Must they're playing games with you. Now we see if Joel gets backed into again.
Mm-hmm.
No, he changed his whole driving pattern since that day.
Oh?
He backs up just like halfway and then pulls forward and backs up the rest of the way.
Nice. I made a difference in one's life.
Which, I mean, I don't know why he doesn't just pull out the same way he pulls in. Like, just... Who knows?
Some people's kids.
Some people don't know how to drive. They're usually from Florida.
So my goal, starting July, is I'm going to start writing more shit down.
Good, good. Get one of them Moleskine notebooks.
I'm going to use my Obsidian notebook, because first thing in the morning, because usually when I'm doom scrolling, I save a lot of links from there, mm-hmm. for later use, like recipes and shit.
Yeah.
And it's there so that it's always available. Like, it's on my computer, it's on my phone.
Yeah, I like the break from the digital. That's why I like the analog.
I like not losing shit.
Well, I mean, if you got one of the smaller notebooks that you carry around with you, I mean, you're like me. You got multiple pockets all the goddamn time, so.
Yeah, and you know how many times I lose my keys in my wallet because I changed pants?
That's simple. That's a simple fix for you. That's
No, that's called bad hygiene.
All you need is you need a bowl you dump your shit in.
Did I ever show you those pockets I bought at Yinzbins?
No, I don't even know what the hell is Yinzbins.
You don't? Oh, you know about Mac.Bid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Yinzbins is a subsidiary of Mac.Bid.
Hmm.
So up in Butler, they've got this giant, I don't know what it used to be, but they got these troughs that just have random shit in them. And on Friday, on Monday, it's $5. On Tuesday, it's $4. On Wednesday, it's $3. On Thursday, it's $1. And on Friday, it's 50 cents.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So, of course, we went on a Monday because that's when Chrissy had off and we had to go do stuff. And they had these little, they're almost like little bags, like little rectangular bags. They got clips on them that you can put on your belt. And I guess you can also put them on the, on those packs as well. You keep looking over him like, what's going on?
Just watching him, like, try not to bust it up, but... Well, good for him for learning a lesson.
Yep. But, I tried it on Tuesday when I'm biking. I took them and attached them to my biking backpack.
Yeah.
And put my keys and wallet in it. I kind of wanted to get a clip that could, like, because we're supposed to do a bike route tomorrow, but thanks to thunderstorms all day long, I want to get like a little clip thing that I can put like my ID and my card in, so yeah. I don't have to carry my wallet all the time when I'm biking.
It's too bad that we can't normalize utility belts.
I know.
That'd be dope.
Exactly.
Just fucking walking around. I mean, nowadays you could probably get away with just about wearing any fucking thing. You got people running around wearing fursuits and shit. You can probably walk around wearing a badass belt.
Mm-hmm. Problem with the badass belt is it takes up room when you sit down.
Yeah, yeah. Be like one of those cops that goes to the bathroom and leaves his gun. You forgot the important part, sir.
Yeah. Society is an interesting monster.
Yeah, but when you sit down, you take the belt off and just hang it there, and it'd be cool looking.
I found this guy on YouTube, on Instagram.
We just reinvented the fanny pack.
We did it better.
Yeah.
He had a thing about 50 Cent, about how that whole beef went down. I don't know how true it is, because it doesn't fit the narrative that I got from Robert Greene's book.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I don't know. But he did a story about Eminem and how petty he is with Machine Gun Kelly. And it's like, Eminem has not been canceled. Mm-mm. They've tried so many times.
Well, his new song is all about them, daring them to cancel uh-huh. him. Like, he's just like, fucking, come on. Like, he's like, fuck you, fuck Dre, fuck my kids. Like, fuck them all.
I saw this kid. There's another guy I follow. He's apparently a conservative guy. But he did, I forget what. Oh, he did the one Killdozer video I sent you.
Mm.
About, like, all these guys learning from each other. And, like, it's like going to be the X Games. Well, he did a video where this kid was, like, all pissed off Eminem for going after Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. It's just a picture of him and his dog. His dog's sitting there giving the side eye. And he's sitting there just chilling. I'm like, this video is amazing. Because he starts singing the song. He's like, oh, you're getting upset at Eminem?
Yeah.
It gives me some hope, though. Because, like, last weekend I went to that comedy show for Bert Kreischer. And it was a bunch of Gen X comedians. I'm like, ooh, you guys could get canceled for this. This feels naughty and nice.
Nah, they ain't getting canceled for that. Comedians thrive when that cancels.
Exactly.
Shit.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm glad that see other places where it's like, it's not the hellscape that everyone's trying to tell you social media it is.
Mm-mm. That's like six people on there. We can stay away from that shit. I don't know anybody that fucking actually wants any of that nonsense. Not that I know a lot of people.
Yeah, same here.
I pretty much talk to you and the internet. That's it. I was getting my hair cut the other day. A guy in the chair next to me was talking about planning his wedding. Said they're trying to do it in Florida, and the one venue quoted them at 90,000. Guy asked for how many people, and he said, well, our guest list is 180. I'm like, 180 fucking people? Like, for $90,000, you can get married on a cruise ship and invite all your friends around for a couple of weeks. Like,
faux grand. I went to Vegas.
I got married in Henderson, and it was the way to go. Had a party afterwards.
Well, I gotta say that the wedding itself was probably $1,000, and that was $100. That's including $100 for photos.
Yeah.
The other $3,000 was to get to Vegas. Yeah. And do other shit.
Yeah. The interesting part about that was getting the wedding license, because you had to, like, fucking go so far out, and it was like, you were in, like, you had no idea where you were, because you were, like, way out, you were outside the strip, and you're like, I don't know where the hell I am.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get back to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't think I need to.
You don't want to go drive Doom Biggers out in the desert?
I do, but I don't need to go to Vegas for that. I'll go to, Moab. I gotta get back to Moab. I want to do I saw a TikTok that makes me want to do cliff diving.
Well, the mensch machine is just going to become the mensch or the machine, depending on whose perspective, which is which.
Well, if I have more cybernetic parts, then More Mensch and Machine.
Ooh, cliff diving. Nope.
Yeah, I want to do skydiving at least once, but
once is all you need. Good to last drop.
Apparently that, you know that thing you see in military movies where they're all hooked up to the line? Mm-hmm. And like, apparently that's the worst way to skydive, because you have no fucking control over the parachute or where you're going or where you're landing or how you're landing. It's just like, thump.
Was it good enough for McNasty? Good enough for you?
Yeah.
That dude was a fucking legend.
Who?
McNasty.
Nasty.
The dude that did all the paratrooping? He was, I think it was World War II.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, fat electrician. But dude, basically, dude was got in the military, and he wanted to do skydiving and shit. And like, he basically was such a problem, they made him his own unit. And then all the other problem shows went to him. And then I guess he got shipped out to England, and they had a water ration, so they didn't want to eat the food because it sucked. So they started hunting to get food. And instead of taking showers, they used their water ration to clean the game they killed. Made an international issue and kind of pissed off the England a little bit. He's like, I'm hungry. What do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
But that guy, he went to the, I forget what it was called, but basically there was like a 20% success survival rating for these paratroopers. He did like 5 dives for them. That guy was a madman.
It's like those Vietnam helicopter pilots that would fucking do that crazy stuff.
And they're just, what, 17, 18?
Fucking barely.
Like, do you have your driver's license?
No. Are you allowed to drink? Nope. But I killed 30 men.
That's why a lot of the old guys are obsessed with ice cream, because they stripped ice cream all over the world for the military guys.
That's crazy.
If the fat electrician taught history, I'd be more interested in history.
History's fascinating. Just got to have the right teacher and the right there's this tone.
Dude, I can't remember the guy's name, but there's this dude. He wanted to join. He went to private school. He wasn't allowed to have a car, so he built one. They're gonna kick him out. He's like, dude, I'm an engineer. I built this car. Yeah. So he took the guy for a ride. He goes, okay, we'll give you credit for the car. Well, his first year of grades were sucked. The next 3 years were perfect. Want to get into MIT? They wouldn't let him in because the first year. So he drove to MIT and basically harassed them to get him in. He joined ROTC and found out he wanted to fly, but his vision was bad. So like, he ended up having to wait, and then they lowered the standard. He got in, and apparently he went up to Hawaii or Australia, I forget which one it was, someplace where there wasn't a lot of action. And basically he took all the shit missions and he figured out how to maneuver the B-17 bomber. He basically flew it like a fighter jet, and like made new techniques for like taking out the zeros and shit. So you got a ragtag thing of guys who did all the shit jobs with them. They weren't given a plane because they refused to follow orders twice. So they went to the boneyard and built their own plane and just added 50 cal after 50 cal after 50 cal, and just basically did all these suicide missions. He's like, you won't give us a plane? We'll just go to the boneyard and build a plane.
What was it we were talking about Americans are just built different and they're wired different. Yep. They'll get shit done one way or the other. The audacity of the World War II guys just to be like, well, I want to ship a Jeep home part by part. Christ. What a world. About our 20 minutes.
29 and 10 seconds.
Woo! I guess we got 40 minutes of talking to do.
Okay. I was going to say another 15, but...
Well, 4th of July is coming up, Joel. What are you doing?
I'm going to be Geneva on the lake.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. I will be here. Probably grill some burgers.
Nice.
Probably not. I'm trying not to do a whole lot of things this upcoming week and just relax, but...
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
How's that honey-do list going?
The what?
The honey-do list.
It's more my list than anybody else's.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah. Like, I want to get the motorcycle up and running. I've been looking at new motorcycles lately, and it's... I don't know if I want to take on the...
No. You fix that one first. You're riding around for a while, then we can talk about a new motorcycle. You haven't proved you can take care of this one.
Yes, I have.
I haven't seen you ride in years.
A year. 1 year. Actually, I was riding it. I was riding it before I changed the coils, and for some reason, when I went around the block, it started losing power in second gear, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Irresponsible.
It's not irresponsible. Irresponsible would have been like, let me take this all the way out on the highway.
You don't get your certificate. That's when prayers like a kid.
Uh huh.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
I know. I can do it. I just laugh at the Joel telling me I can't do something until I complete a project. In some cases, Joel, divorce was the worst thing that happened to you. Angry Joel got shit done. Angry Joel terrorized the homeless at night.
I didn't terrorize. I was polite. I turned the lights off before I went to the homeless encampments.
And then you put the LED ones on the tires, so they just thought Tron was going by. Really should just ride through their camp like Ghost Rider, fucking Flaming Skull.
Yeah. Oh, what the world we live in.
Yep. We keep saying it, but it's the one we're given, so
yep.
It's the one we got to make do with.
So we got to make Mitch Machine stickers.
Yeah.
I have a Silhouette Cameo 4 that I'm learning how to use. I can print the stickers with the EcoTank printer on the special sublimation ink paper, and then cut the stickers with the EcoTank.
Nice.
So. Created a created by a biking brew group called the Sprocket and Hops Guild. Thanks to AI. Try my hand to try and design some t-shirt designs. Not easy.
Nope. Designing stuff is hard. That's why it's a profession.
I think I need to make myself a jig for the t-shirts. So they're actually straight and not crooked?
Yeah, probably. Probably be a good idea. Unless you're just doing one-offs, and then who cares?
Well, I am doing one-offs, so I still like them to be somewhat straight.
Yeah. But, we'll be back in 2 weeks, see what's going on then. By then,
we got 50 more minutes. What are you talking about?
50? 15?
13.
Yeah.
45 minutes, right?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought we were going to 40, but whatever. Oh,
okay, 8 minutes then.
All right. That's why I asked you earlier, and you said, no, we got 50 seconds. What was that pop?
God. Well, it's still recording.
Huh.
Interesting.
Weird.
So, I was looking through YouTube again, like I normally do, and I saw this holographic cube thing, and I showed my buddy in the UK, because that's pretty cool. We could make this into miniatures for, like, D&D games and shit. So, we looked at a little closer. It was $12 for the cube, $40 for the actual board. He's like, I bet we can do this for cheaper if we go through AliExpress and Alibaba enough.
Probably.
So I found a screen for 70 cents a piece, found a controller for about $2 a piece. I think the cubes are about $8 a piece. So I think for like $10 a piece, we can build these things.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this little dinky portable air conditioner thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
It doesn't work very well.
Tell him it's a surprise. Where's the Freon?
It's not you fucking supposed to freeze this thing.
Ah. That's not an air conditioner. An air conditioner converts the,
Yeah, it's just Air Pure Chill 2.0 or whatever the hell it says, but it should be an air conditioner. So especially since it was like 100 some degrees last week.
You need a giant pelter cooler is what you need.
Need to dig deep enough under the ground in here so that the cold air just comes up.
Well, my dad told me stories about this guy had an idea where in your basement, you go below the frost line, which I think is 36 inches, I think, and you run some copper tubing out, like, say, 100 yards or so, mm-hmm. And you curl them back and forth, you run antifreeze through it, and it takes the coolness out of the earth, and you run that through a radiator, or not to your house.
Hmm. I've seen something back in the day where it was like an illustration of like radiator heating the house, and it was like how it would work, like the pipes going up through the walls and everything, just to do that. Same thing, same concept with the cooling. It was the same mm-hmm. system. Just how you cooled it and how you heated it. I just need a bat cave.
Well, we gotta start digging.
Yeah.
I know. We'll dig the bat cave and take the dirt from your place, take it to my place, fill that hole in.
There you go. It's a lot of dirt. Landscapers are showing up. This ought to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not my landscapers. I'm.
What's it like to hire a landscaper, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know.
Some of my grass died.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. There's some sections by in front of my house, behind them in the back, that's just brown. My new favorite trick is taking pictures and saying, "Hey, ChatGPT, how do I fix this? Hey, ChatGPT, is this poison ivy?" Apparently I got a Virginia creeper growing up my neighbor's shed. Thought it was poison ivy, but it's not.
Yeah, apparently some of the stuff that was growing over by the bee pollinator thing, the lady down the street told me it's nightshade.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can collect some of that shit.
No, I chopped all that shit up.
Oh, come on! You could have used it. It'd been untraceable.
Yeah. I didn't want a cat or something to eat it or do something stupid with it.
Yeah, so we gotta give it to a human.
Oh, yesterday when I was putting up some of those, the one half of those string lights I saw behind the big Tupperware chest thing that we keep the cushions in, that there was a dead squirrel back there.
Oh, poor little guy.
He died of, as far as I know, natural causes. Like,
well, I need an autopsy. I don't believe you.
No, he's in the garbage can. He's okay. The only thing in there right now, so go at it.
Okay.
Last one. So?
I think it might be your magnets. No, you clipped them and I heard a pop.
Yeah, but now I'm hearing, like, them being extra loud. That's weird. But, yeah, I'll leave the magnets alone. What the hell was I saying?
Squirrel autopsy.
Oh yeah, I asked Mara if she wanted the skull, and she said no.
I wouldn't mind a robotic marsupial.
But it acts like a regular one, so it just gnaws through everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks.
Why?
It's just another thing to charge.
You want to charge yourself and plug yourself into the wall.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a Roomba for the first floor.
Mm. Sounds like a bad idea.
Why?
Your house doesn't seem exactly Roomba friendly. Like, aren't there little divot thingies between the rooms?
Hmm. Not really.
It's not all carpet, is it?
It's just two big throw rugs or area rugs or whatever they're called. They get tired of bringing the vacuum all the way down the stairs to fucking vacuum those two areas.
Yeah, we're less going to do a better job than the human.
Hmm?
And you call me the guy who's an AI sympathizer.
I didn't say sympathizer. I said you're distracted with it. I didn't say let me ask the AI if I should get a Roomba. Of course it's going to say yes. More robots.
What's that shit, GPT, if I should get a Roomba? See if it's going to tell me to get one. I get a Roomba. Ooh, it can be a great investment to keep your house clean with minimal effort. Here are some pros and cons to help you decide. Convenient, scheduled cleaning, compact design, improved models. Cons, the cost. Ooh. Maintenance, navigation issues, and battery life.
Mm-hmm.
Give me four plus. I think it gave me four pluses and four minuses.
Yeah, I think I have to remove for AI Joel from the Invisible Council, which I didn't talk about that on here. Like, in Napoleon Hill, they have he talks about creating an invisible council or a secret council in your mind of people you admire and whose opinions you find trustworthy that you can ask kind of important questions that you want their opinion and their guidance on. So I had the AI take the persona of a couple different people that I can ask questions to. So I've got an AI invisible council. And then for fun, for shits and giggles, because Joel said I fired him because I stopped asking him stupid questions like, should I go to jiu-jitsu or not? So I added Joel to it. And AI Joel is more verbose and he kind of just takes the same answers as the rest of the group. So I'm going to remove AI Joel. He's not adding anything.
How are the other people in the council doing?
About the same. I mean, they all kind of say similar things, but it's always in, like, their tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Weed whacking.
I'm wondering if did a rag model, how that would do.
A rag model?
So rag is a form of storage for AI projects. So like you take a document, you throw it in a rag model, and it has all these relationships. When you ask the questions, it can, instead of parsing the data, it can parse the rag model. I haven't done a lot of research on it because it seems kind of like, you say it's going to work, but I don't believe you.
Yeah.
So. But I'm curious if...
I didn't know they were across the alley. I thought they were like right behind the garage here.
Mm. I'm curious if I took, like, I want to take the idea of taking my chat logs with people and feed them into a model to see if I can make actual...
make things worse. I don't need real friends. I got AI friends.
I know. There's a different, it's like playing, it's the age-old thing of playing multiplayer with people and playing multiplayer with bots. Like, back in the day of playing Quake and Doom, the bots basically had a migration pattern. So it wasn't like, oh, there's a guy here, there's a guy there. For some reason, they're always together. Yeah. They're always trying to kill each other.
I saw a thing today. Some guy took a... He modded his Skyrim so that his people on his live stream chat mm-hmm. could speak through the NPCs.
That seems like a horrible idea. Somebody was talking about, like, using ChatGPT for NPCs.
That's how you get Skynet.
You keep saying that. Here's the dirty secret. We don't have enough computing power for Skynet.
Yet.
No. We've got resource constraints.
Until the AI decides to start solving them.
Well, it's just like the whole Bitcoin and cryptocurrency thing. Like, the issue is energy. It's always energy.
Is that why the machines kept the humans alive? In the Matrix.
Supposedly there's most efficient battery sources, I don't believe.
I don't believe that either. But our brains are such fucking calorie-eating things. Why didn't they just give us lobotomies? And
mm-hmm.
That falls apart when you start thinking about it. The machines, did it as revenge.
Everything falls apart. Just like I should listen to that Flight movie. And like, the fact that I know too much about... I know enough about planes to make this movie broken.
Yeah, but that's every movie. That's why, like, I can understand why... Like, people that are special forces and stuff don't watch action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Except for John Wick, apparently. They'll watch that one, because that one takes it seriously. But
mm-hmm.
number of times I've seen people in movies that don't do things that they're supposed to do, or they're supposed to be highly trained people, but they call magazines clips, and it's like, mm-hmm. like you should at least know the terminology.
A hater for everything.
And everything a hater.
Well, like that cat license, and I quote, hater gonna hate.
Just gotta do like in Wheel of Time, like the one guy said the name of the one sword form is like a cat walks across a courtyard, and it's like the way you're supposed to walk when you're just like arrogantly confident. It's like, yeah, that's a cat.
I feel like I've become parent when it comes to certain things.
Really emotional and
no, like
crying all the time.
Who's the gypsy people who, like, don't believe in violence?
The Tinkers.
Yeah. Like, you know how he dislikes them, how they don't believe in violence?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about certain situations anymore.
Because you believe in violence?
Yeah.
You know, let's solve this. Violence.
Mm-hmm.
Default aggression.
Well, like, Gandhi's, like, his nonviolent. I'm like, yeah, that works for so long.
Until somebody really violent comes along.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why most of us have Genghis Khan DNA.
It's funny, because, like, I keep thinking about it. I was like, oh, hold this peace, and do the right thing. I'm like, I feel like there's a difference between doing the right thing and being an automaton following a program.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the right thing is... It's a gray area in a lot of respects, because it's... There's too many variables, and you can't just always... I mean, it's easy to say lying is wrong, but is it, like, all the time wrong, or is it most of the time wrong? Is stealing wrong? Is stealing a loaf of bread to feed your family wrong? Stealing from the rich wrong? Like, Is stealing wrong?
Do we really own anything, though?
Do we what?
Do we really ever own anything except for our own mind? So how's it stealing?
I don't know. Now you're getting into very hypothetical stuff. Or philosophical, not hypothetical.
Well, it's funny, because, like, what was it? 2018? Yeah. So, like, 6 years ago, the whole podcast thing we started, and, like, oh, Ryan Holiday and Jordan Peterson, all these people, it's like, as I go further, it's like, I think you guys are starting to go downhill now.
Well, they said it in The Dark Knight. You die here, or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. I don't know if it's that they're going downhill. I just think it's that their message hasn't changed, and so they're not adding anything new that we don't know.
Well, like I read the one Jordan Peterson email, because you get the weekly thing, and I'm like, this doesn't, like, I don't see any purpose in this other than me going to the thing and paying money to go see you.
Like. Yeah, yeah. Which I would like to do, but it's so goddamn expensive.
Uh-huh.
Like, $170 or something for a ticket, like, that's too damn much.
Mm-hmm.
To see somebody talk.
Well, like, years ago, one of my ex-wife to go see Neal Stephenson, and he read two chapters out of the book, and then he answered, like, five questions, and then there was a meet and greet where you could, like, shake his hand and get a thing. And that was only, like, probably 60, 70 bucks.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
Yeah. But, like, why is everything so damn expensive anymore? Like, are everybody that greedy?
I don't think it's that we're that greedy. I think the economy's just that shitty. Like, somebody said that when they say they destroyed the middle class, like, that's, like, middle across everything. Like, your food, like, if you try to go to, like, a middle-of-the-road restaurant that used to be good, it's not good anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do, like, good fast food, or you got to go to the high-end stuff. But, like, the middle stuff is not there anymore, and it's also expensive. Like, you're paying, like, I can't go out and eat anymore, because every time I do, it's like, something's disappointing. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm paying so much for and getting so little, it's like, this is stupid. Sometimes I think about when Jordan Peterson said, do not allow yourself to become bitter. And I think I've allowed myself to become bitter. And I'm fighting against that.
Well,
time for the smelling salts.
Hold on a second. We'll be right back after these things. That'll wake you up. I think we can get another 20 minutes. Well, like, that's the other thing, too. Like, all this, like, so I read the Ryan Holiday book, and I think I was a little bitter when I started it.
Mm-hmm.
But then his whole message is, like, be the better person. Do right even when no one's looking. It's like, I've been doing that. But at the same time, like, there's self-preservation, and there's self-preserving my sanity.
Yeah.
Like, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, the same results.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to sit here? Yes, I give it my all. And, like, when I do my job, I do my job to the best of my ability. But at the same time, I'm not going to, like, take a bullet for a company that's not going to take a bullet for me. So.
Well, then the appropriate action is to make your escape plan.
I've been working on it, piece by piece.
Good, good, good.
Been doing a lot of fishing, getting a lot of bullshit. This one company wanted me to move out to D.C. Not D.C., Washington State. The other company was, like, 3 days a week. I'm like, I got five at home. At five at home is pretty hard to give up.
Yeah, yeah.
So, communication is key, and there's none at my company right now.
Yeah, I think it's when I start to get bitter and things like that. It's I gotta take a step back. I gotta go back into the micro and stop worrying about the macro. Like, I can't look at the political stuff and shit like that. I gotta be like, well, what can I do?
That stuff doesn't bother me.
It bothers me still, because I don't like thinking that everything's really going to shit, but I feel like that's also the fear-mongering getting to me.
Like, for example, like, the other day, Christy's headlights went out, and she had to get it fixed. I'm like, okay. Went to Advance Auto, got, like, the second-best headlights. I threw those things in under 10 minutes, after watching a 10-minute YouTube video.
Yeah.
And that gave me a nice sense of confidence that day, because I actually did something to help somebody that actually meant something.
Yep.
Like, I run these scripts at work all day. It's like, okay, I loaded thousands of part numbers no one's going to look at. Or the data's wrong. Like,
yeah, no sense of that you did anything with your day.
It's like when I took video production in high school, and they talk about how, like, you can do the most perfect job in video production, and no one gives a fuck. The second audio's out of sync, or you don't switch perfectly, you're the worst cameraman or audio guy on the face of the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But I need to start doing more, like, this project I'm working with my buddy, like, it took a little bit of time, but I got this image thing to show up on this little screen. So I'm starting to make moves again.
That's good.
The biggest problem is getting started, because I keep looking at like all this stuff to work on. I'm like, well, if I start this, and that starts, and that starts.
Well, you gotta break down the task and just start taking them steps. That's what they say in like jujitsu and things like that. The hardest belt to get is the white belt, because that means you gotta walk in the door and sign up.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think my biggest project right now is I gotta get all my tools in one location and then actually make a tool bag and make sure everything is where it should be.
Yeah. I've been thinking about, because those Amazon Basics, like little mm-hmm. ratchet set toolkits, they're only like $20. I keep threatening to get one for each floor in the house, so I don't have to go looking for tools if I ever need them. It's like stupid shit like that.
It's funny, because like last week I did laundry. I finally put all my laundry away. Like I said, it took me an hour to fold laundry. I'm like, this shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's it's easy to become undisciplined with stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that goes into what Jordan Peterson said. When you're feeling lost, like, you gotta clean up your room, like, start small and go.
Well, that's what I've been trying. That's the thing I'm trying to do, is like find a small corner of the house to work on a room and work my way through it.
Yeah. So then everything else starts looking more messy when you do that. You're like, eh.
Mm-hmm. Like my office, I rearranged it last week when I got that printer and shit, and now I gotta get I try to get that cameo thing to cut, and like. I'm also realizing when my brain has run out of gas, and that I just need to walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why, like, this week coming up, I'm trying not to do too many projects, and I'm also trying not to go into it with the idea I'm going to do a lot of stuff and, like, get a lot of stuff done, so then if I do have days where I just don't do anything, I don't feel like I wasted the day, because I'll blink and it'll be, like next Friday already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I want to rest, relax, and recover and recharge, and maybe I'll have a fire pit going. Maybe do some fun stuff like that.
Well, I'll get back around 3-ish or 2-ish on next Friday.
Yeah. One of those days, I swear to God, my basic plan is like I'm just going to get like a 6-pack of beer and pull my nice chair in front of the 3rd-floor TV and watch Godzilla Minus One. I know I never got back to you about the Dune thing, but it was too damn hot.
I figured.
It would make sense to watch a fucking movie like Dune when it's that hot. But, wow, these effects are fucking amazing. I feel like I'm in this movie.
That's like my dream is to have a nice, cold, wet November day on a Saturday and watch Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2 back to back.
I never finished the second Blade Runner.
I think we should go back to doing a once-a-month movie night.
Yeah. I mean, really, we don't even have to be in the house. We can do it right here now.
Yeah.
In the garage. Oh, that's probably too hot right now, but we can make that work.
Because I really want to see Dune 2. I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we'll do that sometime. We'll just hang out here and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have to find a fucking place in the house that's quiet.
Oh, I have to thank Mara, by the way. Her obsession with that strawberry drink from
yeah, I just picked up 4 more of them for her today.
So, ooh. I've been buying bags of frozen strawberries, and I got my country town lemonade. So I just threw some strawberries and country town lemonade, and I forgot I had a single shell blender attachment for my blender. Instead of making that giant container, I just make a single serving of it.
Yeah, nice.
And like I got some peaches from my dad the other day, so I threw a peach, a banana, and strawberries in and made a drink. I'm like, this is tasty.
Yeah, that strawberry thing, Mark, she likes that a lot. It's too sweet for me, but eh.
Well, I made
how would this work? It's my father-in-law's wife's daughter-in-law.
Your niece-in-law.
Not a niece.
Well, say it again.
My father-in-law's wife's daughter-in-law. So my father-in-law married to a woman who has a son.
Yeah.
His son got married. That lady's like a sister-in-law or something.
No, niece-in-law, because it's your...
No, there's no cousin. There's no...
So if Wait. Your father-in-law's wife's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. Well, technically, it's her daughter because it's the in-law.
Right. So I don't know what that makes it her to me. Just a, like a sister-in-law-in-law. Don't ask the AI. I saw you look.
I'll ask Google.
Oh, that's a good point, though. I'll come back to that, the sister-in-law thing. But there's a, in the book I started, that Thinking Fast and Thinking Slow, he talks about there's two systems of thinking. The first one is like, based on your intuitions and all of that, that's like your fast thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the slow thinking is what we're doing now, where we're trying to figure something out. And so you should avoid always like giving that slow thinking away to the machines, because you're not learning anything.
You have any idea how much slow thinking I do on a daily basis, my friend?
All of it?
There are days where I'm like, I gotta figure this out. Who's that guy? And I start going through like the random Tourette's things I do to Google. Like, I was trying to figure out an actor the other day. I couldn't remember his name. Like, well, he's in this movie, right? If I go to this movie, I can find that name.
Mm-hmm. But not looking anything up. Like, he gave an example of what's 12 times 27 or something. It's like, well, you can't do that with quick thinking. You got to do that with slow thinking. You got to go through the process. You got to remember how you do multiplications. And
well, it's 144, and then half of 144 should be 62. So technically, it might be like 200 and something.
No, the answer was 408. I may have the numbers wrong. I know it was 12 times something. Anyway, it's just the example of like the two different systems you use for thinking. So anyway, back to the original point. I made a milk shake because she gave me she has goats and she has chickens and stuff. So she gave me a bunch of eggs and she gave me some goat milk, which I had never tried. It tasted like milk, and I had to get rid of the rest of it. So I made a milk shake with it, and fucking good. Long way to get to that story.
I bought some whey protein from Target the other day because I was walking by to get some other stuff. So I'm about to always got myself some almond milk, and I made shakes all week this week. I'm like, I kind of miss this being this easy.
Uh-huh.
Throw shit in a blender, just blend it and drink it.
Yeah. Then now the next step is to get on that morning bike ride and then do your milk shake and then get back to it.
Well, the problem is I go to the mills and I dodge the potholes. That's the annoying thing.
Wow.
Because I was telling my friend the other day, that's what it was. My one friend asked me, are you still biking? I'm like, no. Basically, it takes me almost the same amount of time to go to the place to bike as the bike.
Yeah.
And I can't justify that kind of math.
Yeah, isn't there a bike trail over near you?
And not really.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I know they got a grant now where they're going to attach the trails.
Once they attach the Millville to Sharpsburg, I'll just go drive, because it's a 10-minute drive for me to go to the
Sharpsburg,
the Bastion Wall.
Yeah.
And I'll just bike all the way in the town and down to the thing and back. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, what's that normal? That's probably only, like, what, 4 more miles than you usually do.
I have no clue. I just know that, like, 4th Street Bridge down to the Bastion Wall, that would just be so nice.
Yeah, it's so stupid that they don't have that connected. And I know they're supposed to also connect it going across the river to, over to, like, Oakmont and stuff. They're supposed to connect a trail over that way.
Okay. I also know that they did a thing where they widened the trail to go out to Ohio, to D.C. or something.
Yeah, they're doing a bunch of stuff with that Rails to Trails thing. Got to get back on there. I need to get a new, an updated bike map. Maybe I could probably do that down in Iron City. They probably have one down there.
Probably.
I should have stopped in there yesterday when I was getting my hair cut.
I'm still waiting for my mountain bike to get fixed. Before.
Yeah, it's been a while since I did any mountain biking. I never really got serious about it. I just went into, like, Frick Park, and I just hated those climbs out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got accused of cheating using my road bike whenever we went to the bike and brews. And I had the mountain bike laying around because my buddy got it for me. I'm like, well, let's get this ready for the next bike and brew. That way I can prove it wasn't the bike.
Yeah, you and I should. If you and I did the bike and brew, we'd be waiting for a half an hour for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even trying the other day, just riding around here, and I did like 6 miles in like under 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like something ridiculous. It's like, that's in traffic. Like,
well, it's funny because like I remember when I started out, I'm like, I was trying to break the speed records, and it's like, you know how much more energy you're burning to get like a couple more seconds?
Mm-hmm. But it's fun sometimes. Like when I used to bike into town all the time, like it would suck because I'd have to bike through like the first 3 miles was through traffic to get to the bike trail. So I didn't have a lot of control over that. But once I was on the jail trail, it was like 4 miles of straight straightness. It's like I was dropping time all the time on that and getting faster. And then one day some dude is just like, on your left, and Captain America and me fucking blew down there. And I was like, you son of a bitch. So I tried to keep up with him as best I could. I just couldn't. He's one of those mutants that you look at, and they got, like, calves the size of bowling balls.
That was when I was riding my mountain bike. I'm like, I can't catch anybody. My friend's like, here, have this racing bike. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. It's go time.
Yep.
I want to go to one of those places that have the go-karts set up that are, like, Mario Kart. You seen those?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, I think there are buttons you can hit on your thing because there's little screens on the ground that are, like, the power-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get, like, the power-ups for your car, and you can slow down other people's cars and, like, hit them with a turtle or whatever. It'd be fun, but it's probably, like, a $200 fucking trip.
Yeah. Well, we hit over an hour, so I think we're done.
Woo! Yeah, I probably got to get some other stuff done today.
Yeah, so. Same here.
Oh, yeah, I got to call in, like, 15 minutes.
Yep.
So... All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this. We will be back after the 4th of July. Not next week, but the following week. So
hopefully you guys will have 10 fingers and 10 toes when we come back.
Yeah. If not, get some robotic ones so you can be part of the machine.
Yep.
Woo, woo, woo.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
How now, brown cow? Brown cow, how now?
Yo, yo, yo. My headphones on, or am I hearing outside?
What's that?
No, I guess they are on. Weird.
Just turn that up. Turn my microphone. No, turn my headset. Is that what they say in the song?
I don't know.
This is like, I need more in my. I can't hear myself in the headset. Turn up the. Let's see how the sounds of the fans on.